In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Qaf. By the glorious Qur'an. Rather, they consider it odd that a warner should have come to them from among themselves. So the faithless say, this is an odd thing. What, when we are dead and have become dust, shall we be raised again? That is a far-fetched return. We know what the earth diminishes from them, and with us is a preserving book. Rather, they denied the truth when it came to them, so they are now in a perplexed state of affairs. Have they not then observed the sky above them, how we have built it and adorned it, and that there are no cracks in it? And we spread out the earth and cast in it firm mountains and caused every delightful kind to grow in it. In this there is an insight and admonition for every penitent servant. And we send down from the sky salubrious water with which we grow gardens and the grain which is harvested, and tall date palms with regularly set spades, as a provision for servants, and with it we revive a dead country, likewise will be the rising from the dead. The people of Noah denied before them, and so did the inhabitants of Ras and Thamud, and Ad, Pharaoh, and the brethren of Lot, and the inhabitants of Aika, and the people of Tobah. Each of them impugned the apostles, and so my threat became due against them. Were we exhausted by the first creation? Rather, they are in doubt about a new creation. Certainly we have created man, and we know to what his soul tempts him, and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. When the twin recorders record his deeds, seated on the right hand and on the left, he says no word but that there is a ready observer beside him. Then the agony of death brings the truth. This is what you used to shun. Then the trumpet will be blown. This is the promised day. Then every soul will come accompanied by a driver and a witness. You were certainly oblivious of this. We have removed your veil from you, and so your sight is acute today. Then his companion will say, this is what is ready with me of testimony. The two of you cast every obdurate ingrate into hell, every hinderer of all good, transgressor and skeptic, who has set up another god along with Allah. So the two of you cast him into the severe punishment. His companion will say, our Lord, I did not make him a rebel, but he himself was in extreme error. He will say, do not wrangle in my presence, for I had already warned you in advance. The word is unalterable with me, and I am not tyrannical to the servants. The day when we shall say to hell, are you full? It will say, is there any more? And paradise will be brought near for the God weary, not distant any more. This is what you were promised. It is for every penitent and dutiful servant who fears the All-Beneficent in secret and comes with a penitent heart. Enter it in peace. This is the day of immortality. There they will have whatever they wish, and with us there is yet more. How many generations we have destroyed before them, who were stronger than these, insomuch that they ransacked the lands. Is there any escape from Allah's punishment? There is indeed an admonition in that, for one who has a heart, or gives ear, being attentive. Certainly we created the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between them in 6 days, and any fatigue did not touch us. So be patient over what they say, and celebrate the praise of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before the sunset. And glorify him through part of the night and after the prostrations. And be on the alert for the day when the caller calls from a close quarter, the day when they hear the cry in all truth. That is the day of rising from the dead. Indeed, it is we who give life and bring death, and toward us is the destination. The day the earth is split open for disentombing them, they will come out hastening. That mustering is easy for us to carry out. We know best what they say, and you are not to be a tyrant over them. So admonish by the Qur'an him who fears my threat.